Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Bob Zimmerman is here. He keeps the website Behind the Black. Bob, what is an NEA?
An NEA is a near-Earth asteroid. These are asteroids that are in orbit around the sun, relatively close to the Earth. They are the asteroids, by the way, that both Hayabusa 2 and Osiris Rex visited because it's relatively easy to get to them. They're relatively close to the Earth. What makes NEAs of special concern is because they're near the Earth, they could potentially be a dangerous asteroid that could hit the Earth. Well, and this is the story. In a new paper, astronomers basically have concluded that the census of near-Earth asteroids is largely now complete. We pretty much know pretty much all the larger objects in near-Earth orbit that are of any potential threat to Earth. We pretty much know all of them now. And now the goal is, and this paper began focusing on trying to narrow down the list of potentially dangerous asteroids in that group. And of those asteroids, they've come up with a number about 20 that they want to study more closely, because though they pose no threat to Earth at all for the next 1,000 years, once you get out of several hundred years into the future, the predicting the orbits becomes much more uncertain. There's a lot of chaos and uncertainty in those orbits, and a lot of factors that could change those orbits. So they are focusing on these 20 asteroids to see if down the road they can pin down better what their orbits are going to do. And this is the study, and this is where we're going now. But we do know now, from pretty much the next 1,000 years, no near-Earth asteroids of any threat to Earth of any kind.
As of this moment.
Their point is that they pretty much have found all the near-Earth asteroids. This doesn't mean asteroids outside of the near-Earth range, those that are on a very high inclination orbits or closer to the sun in an orbit we can't observe. There could be asteroids that are a threat out there, but those that are in the category of near-Earth asteroids, which are the bulk of the threat, they've pretty much been located now. We know where they are.
NASA has a mission. The launch is October. What is it, Bob?
This is the Psyche asteroid mission to Psyche. This is the metal asteroid. It was delayed last year because of a lot of issues. They had software that wasn't ready. And so they did an investigation, and they told JPL what to do to change things. Now it appears that they had a press release and a new report saying that JPL has done everything it's supposed to do, and it now looks like they're gonna meet their October 23rd launch of Psyche to Psyche. I noticed in reading the report that really it seems that the number one reason this thing got delayed is because of the COVID Wuhan panic lockdown procedures. No in-person stuff. No one could talk to anybody in person. There were no drop-in meetings. There were no discussions off-site. Everyone had to be in their little shells, safe from infection and panic. And so that was really what caused the delay. They're now on target for an October launch, John.
And a detail, Bob, quite apart from NASA's MAN program, which is troubled, according to the Inspector General of NASA, the NASA robot probe of the planetary systems is magical, Bob. They produce high-quality results. A lot of expectations are wrapped up in those probes, and they exceed them all.
There are shadows in that area, John. The tendency to build gold-plated big projects instead of keeping it small. Going to private enterprise is going to help reduce that problem. In this particular case, JPL has always done very good work, but in this case, very specifically, the Wuhan panic, I think, is what caused this project to fail, or at least be delayed. And it looks like they've now gone back to normal work conditions because they're not afraid of getting the flu anymore, and then maybe we'll get something to come.
Except we still have Washington with work from home, which hobbles organizations. Russia. Yeah, didn't they cancel this? They're back on?
No, they hadn't canceled. They had delayed it. About a week ago, they announced it was going to be delayed for a month. And I point out this is a quarter-century project. It's been delayed numerous times. This is a lunar lander by Russia. It would be the first lunar lander since the Soviet era in the 70s. Yeah, they delayed it into August. And we now have some information in Russia that suggests the new launch date is August 11th. This is going to land near the South Pole of the moon, not right next to it, but near. And hopefully it'll succeed. succeed because we could use some success. I would like Russia to have some success.
More difficulties for Roscosmos. What's happened to their satellite?
This is not Roscosmos in particular. This is they had a 10-year-old geosynchronous communication satellite in orbit, and it now is experiencing issues. And interestingly enough, those issues are the same thermal issues that occurred in a second similar geosynchronous satellite in 2020, which suggests there's a fundamental design flaw in these satellites. The problem is that they can't launch more of these satellites because of sanctions against Russia. They cannot get the high-quality computer parts they used to from the West. And so what this means is that Putin's stupid war is going to deny Russians good communications and the kind of broadband stuff that everyone else in the world takes.
30 seconds, Bob. You've gone fishing and you've caught another jellyfish.
This is the last of the jellyfish. This is a galaxy called Jellyfish Galaxy. Hubble posted another spectacular picture of one, and I posted it on Behind the Black. They're just really amazing. They're called jellyfish because they're moving through the intercluster material between the galaxies, forces the spiral arms to spread out into tendrils. They look like jellyfish, and that's what it is, John.
It looks like a giant squid to me. Everything does, Bob, after you got frightened by 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, and he searches for jellyfish galaxies on his sidelines. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Nash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.